Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, I have another movie that was trending number one a couple weeks ago. And I really needed to do this one because I got a bunch of stuff coming from my favorite genre, that horror thriller category. And I want to give you guys some more stuff. I'm trying to diversify a little bit more on these podcasts. And also, to prove that I'll watch anything requested. Just about anything, I should say. So this one comes from a female friend of mine that wanted my opinion on this particular movie. It's called Irish Wish, which is a Netflix original starring Lindsay Lohan and other people you've seen before. And I believe this is the first Aisha Curry, Steph Curry's wife, to her first role. I didn't know she was trying to get into acting, so we will see how she does. And of course, it's a rom-com. It's Lindsay Lohan. That's pretty much all she does. I mean, what else would it be? And as my vets know, this is not one of my go-to categories. However, I am fair, and I will only judge what's on the screen in comparison with other movies in this genre. So what is this one about? Maddie, Lindsay's character, is a book editor for a very popular author, Paul Kennedy. And he's having his major book signing event, and we get the vibe that Maddie did more writing than editing, and he took all the credit. But Maddie is cool with that since, you know, she wants to be in a relationship with Paul. But she has an issue with, you know, speaking up for herself. But tonight she vows she's actually going to tell him. But of course, she chickens out and doesn't do it. Two of her girlfriends are there to support her. And after the reading that he does, he meets up with the three of them and he starts to hit it off with one of her girlfriends. Now, she makes some little comments to try and discourage the situation, but again, doesn't reveal her feelings, doesn't speak up for herself. So we fast forward a year later and her best friend is now engaged to Paul and they're having the wedding in his hometown in Ireland. As you can imagine, she is beating herself up and wondering what could have been if she just would have spoke up back then. They go on this picnic and she decides to take a walk by the lake and she comes across a fairy and tells her to make a wish. So she wishes she was the one marrying Paul Kennedy. And that's where I'll stop. Because from there she gets her wish, but is it really what she wanted? So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 40% on the Rotten scale on 57 reviews, with the audience at 42% on over 250 reviews. So they agree, but am I on the same page here? Let me start with the positives. Lindsay plays this role, she plays this role well. I mean, that's what she does. I mean, it's a cliche role, but I did actually feel for her initially, not the romance part of it, but professionally, allowing someone to take credit for your work, thinking it's a form of paying dues or you have to wait your turn. And this movie does address that. Don't put your dreams off helping someone else accomplish theirs. It's very colorful and the location is really beautiful, very romantic. The location's just great. Other than that, the plot is pretty typical. Be careful what you wish for type of thing. It ends the way all these things end. So let me get to these negatives. I hate the slapstick clumsy comedy they do in these rom-coms. The woman is always super clumsy and falls all over the place. And there's this whimsical music playing in the background to tell you it's supposed to be funny. You know what? It's not. But let's deal with the plot and my issues with that. So she wants to marry Paul, and she suddenly gets her wish granted. Now, after the initial shock of waking up and being engaged, I imagine that morning would be awkward. But after that, you would think she would lean into the role. She seems to be fighting it every step of the way. There was even a scene where they go to bed together, and he reaches over to touch her in the middle of the night, and she is so shocked she hits him and jumps out of bed like ready to fight. Like, you want us to believe you guys got into bed together, somehow guys didn't like touch or kiss or anything, and you knew he was in the bed with you. I get it's supposed to be funny, but it really didn't make any sense. Another thing, she is behind the curve with information. So wouldn't you grill your girlfriends for details? I mean, pull them aside and try to figure out, the more important things so it's not so awkward. But no, she spends the day alone with the photographer who is actually the real love interest. Now, I get she's been thrown into the situation with no memory of the courtship or anything like that, but you want us to believe she would rather be out running around spending time with some other guy than with her fiancé and trying to gather some information on what was going on. Then we have the trifling best friend. I mean, the best friend is trifling. I get they left her in a position of feeling like she should be with Paul, since that in that alternate universe, you know, she was. However, she has to be the worst best friend. I'm serious. Once your best friend gets involved with the dude, let alone engaged, he's off limits. At least that's how I am with my friends' wives or significant others. They're no longer attractive to me. I don't even look at them like that. I look at them like I would look at my sister. That's my best friend's wife or girlfriend. Those thoughts don't even cross my mind. She openly flirts with dude, puts herself in inappropriate situations with him. I mean, what kind of friend is that? Meanwhile, this fairy godmother or whatever she is continues to like manipulate things. But why? Doesn't the wish take care of all of that? I mean, now it's just supposed to play out however it's supposed to play out. And side note, Aisha Curry, she wasn't terrible. I mean, she was mediocre in the part, but actually that's good because at least she wasn't, you know, like I said, she wasn't horrible. And with some lessons, maybe she can improve and if this is something that she really wants to do. But no, I didn't enjoy this and we'll put this right at a 35% on the rotten scale. I did like the lesson on the professional part, but this is not romantic or funny and it's just the same old cliches played out poorly. Your Place or Mine, A Tourist Guide to Love, Players, all Netflix originals that are better than this one. All of them I reviewed here, so go check them out. Watch one of those instead and you can pretty much skip this one. With that being said, I'll close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you for the support. I appreciate it. I thank you guys for tuning in every episode that you listen to me. Yeah, there will be definitely more podcasts coming out this weekend, so you guys might be blessed with a bunch of stuff. I'll get into why that is in the next podcast. I think that's the next one I'm putting up. But anyway, again, I appreciate you guys and I'll see you next time. Peace.